2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
don't burn down the state. That is the continued message from state and city fire leaders who gathered today as fireworks go on sale tomorrow. Several cities have fireworks restrictions in place. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, there's a new air pollution tracking tool for Salt Lake City. It'll let you know where local air pollution is coming from and where it's going. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be the 21st South Freeway, where westbound delays, it is just stacked up and slow. As you're traveling through West Valley, the delays start prior to Bangor Highway, and they will end at about 6200 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hot today with a chance for thunderstorms this evening, then drying. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 90 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The House January 6th committee getting the Justice Department's take on how far former President Trump was willing to go to overturn the 2020 election. Committee member Adam Kinzinger.
The president didn't care about actually investigating the facts. He just wanted the Department of Justice to put its stamp of approval on the lies. Who was going to help him? Well, Jeff Clark.
Senior Justice Department official Stephen Engel warning the former president of mass resignation should he follow through with this plan.
When the president turned to me and said, Steve, you wouldn't leave, would you? I said, Mr. President, I've been with you through four attorneys general, including two acting attorney general, but I couldn't be part of this.
Aides to the former president say several GOP lawmakers sought presidential pardons after the Capitol attack. ABC News. News has obtained a letter from one of them, Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, who requested blanket pardons for him and for Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. The committee will spend the coming weeks going over new material before holding another hearing. It was a victory for gun rights advocates. The Supreme Court striking down a century-old law in one state which limits the right to carry a concealed firearm.
President Biden reacting to the Supreme Court's ruling in the New York State gun case.
It's a bad decision. I think it's not reasoned accurately, but I'm disappointed.
In a statement earlier Tuesday, the president said the 6-3 decision, quote, contradicts both common sense and the Constitution and should deeply trouble us all. The president saying the nation must do more, not less, to protect people. And he repeated his call for Americans to make their voices heard on gun safety, saying, quote, lives are on the line. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The Senate's ended debate on a bipartisan gun safety bill and could vote on it in the coming days. Stocks closed higher, the Dow and the Nasdaq up in triple digits. You're listening to ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Time for the KSL in-depth fireworks. Go on sale tomorrow, but you might not be able to set them off. Some cities have restricted fireworks in certain neighborhoods. West Jordan Fire Chief Derek Maxfield tells KSL they're trying to urge people to skip the fireworks altogether.
In West Jordan, we've got restrictions. Everything west of 5600 West, because that borders up against that kind of that urban interface area. And then the canals that run through the city, and then obviously any city parks. But our biggest area is that area just west of 5600. We boost our staffing during this time. Obviously, we staff extra engines. We have all that in place. But like I mentioned earlier, one or two big fires in the valley can really deplete resources because we all help each other out with automatic aid. And, you know, the difficulty is that during such a short window of time, those few hours when fireworks are going off, we're just so tapped that we get any big things, and it makes it a little bit challenging. You know, knock on wood, we've been able to do it, and I think we'll continue to do it, but it's a stressful time. I hope that, you know, obviously change takes time. And I think that as the outlook and the perspectives of the community change, we will continue in a direction that will be safer for the residents. You know, what the governor said about the reduction in fires last year, we saw that as well in our own city. And I think it was because of the increased messaging and the prohibitions in some of the areas that were more dangerous that helped with that.
You can go to Salt Lake County's website to find the interactive map. It'll show you where the fire restrictions are. Also, remember, you can only set them off 2 days before and 1 day after the 4th of July and, of course, Pioneer Day.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.